Hello and welcome to the Slovak Snapshots podcast, created by Aktuality.sk. My name is Zorislav Poliak and I'm bringing you the most captivating and important stories from across Slovakia. Each week we'll dive into the headlines that matter, from breaking news to heartwarming stories. So, whether you're local or a global listener interested in Slovakia, we got you covered. It is 15th of June and you are listening to the Slovak Snapshots podcast. Zuzana Čaputová ends her term as president. Zuzana Čaputová, the first female president of the Slovak Republic, took office on 15th of June 2019. Her five-year tenure has been marked by significant political changes, tackling difficult challenges and achieving several successes. The time of Zuzana Čaputová's presidency could be described as a turbulent period. Slovakia has experienced several major political changes and changes of governments. The fall of the government of Smer 2020.
Dámy a páni, predo mnou leží 1 000 000 eur. Táto odmena je určená človeku, ktorý naberie odvahu, ak má informácie, a príde na políciu alebo iným spôsobom oznámi, že vie niečo o tomto trestnom čine.
After the murder of journalist Jan Kuciak and his fiancée Martina Kušnírová in 2018, the public demanded changes in political system. People were sick of the system of our people, which guaranteed impunity for groups of people around the ruling party. Citizens had enough and started rallying in the streets by hundreds of thousands. Then Prime Minister Robert Fico had to resign and was succeeded by Peter Pellegrini, who ruled as Prime Minister for 2 years. In the 2020 parliamentary elections, Igor Matovič's Oľano party won the largest number of votes, which led to the rise of a new government. The government of Igor Matovič 2020-2021.
Dobré nad ráno vám všetkým prajem. Myslím si, že v tomto čase, kedy je už spočítaných viac ako 90 hlasov, môžeme z tohto miesta konštatovať, že áno, voľby sme vyhrali. Po 12 rokoch sme pokorili vládu Smeru.
His government faced many challenges, notably the COVID-19 pandemic and the beginning of war in Ukraine. Tensions in the coalition and a dispute over how to deal with the pandemic led to Matovič stepping down as a prime minister in 2021. Eduard Heger's government 2021-2023. Eduard Heger, a former member of the Oľano party and then Minister of Finance, took over from Igor Matovič as Prime Minister. Heger's government continued the fight against the pandemic and also dealt with the economic consequences associated with it. Heger's government lasted only until early 2023, when coalition partner the Freedom and Solidarity Party voted for another government collapse. Ľudovít Ódor's government. President Čaputová was the first president in Slovakia's history to appoint a caretaker government. An economist, Ľudovít Ódor, became the prime minister. COVID-19 pandemic was one of the biggest challenges during Čaputová's presidency. She supported measures to protect public health and urged citizens to get vaccinated. Various political crises and tensions in the coalition posed a significant dispute. Čaputová often acted as a mediator and tried to defuse tensions between political parties.
Povedzte to za mňa. Je to americká. 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 Americká.
The situation was not helped by the current ruling party, Smer, whose representatives together with Prime Minister Robert Fico encouraged people in the squares, repeatedly referred to the president as an American agent or called her vulgar names at protests and talked about how she needed to be put down. The pandemic and its aftermath brought economic problems that needed to be addressed. The president supported measures to restore the economy and help small and medium-sized enterprises. Čaputová was actively involved in international relations, which increased Slovakia's visibility and prestige on the world stage. She was a strong supporter of human rights, women's rights and environmental protection. Her approach to fairness and transparency contributed to increasing citizens' trust in the political system. Čaputová regularly addressed the public through social networks and public speeches, thus gaining a great deal of support and trust from the citizens. During her time as a president of the Slovak Republic, Zuzana Čaputová has faced many challenges, but she has also achieved many successes. Her determination and commitment to a fair and prosperous Slovakia will go down in history as one of the most important figures in modern Slovak politics. As we approach the inauguration of a new president, we can reflect on her significant contribution to the country. Government response to assassination attempt with new laws. The coalition is preparing several changes, which they workingly call the Lex assassination. They are meant to respond to the attack on Prime Minister Robert Fico in mid-May this year. The government has announced increased security to protect politicians and at a public protest or rallies. The government is proposing that former prime ministers and former Speaker of Parliament should have similar benefits as former presidents. After leaving office, they would receive a lifetime salary equal to the members of the parliament salary, which today is about 4,000 euros gross. The coalition's most important condition is that the outgoing prime minister or head of the parliament must have served at least 2 full terms, 8 years. In the conditions of independent Slovakia, no Speaker of Parliament meets this criteria. The only one who would meet the new condition of the coalition is the current Prime Minister, Robert Fico. If the law passes, the Smer leader could receive almost 49,000 euros a year and use a state limousine with security after leaving politics. The government argues that the long-serving third highest constitutional official is too exposed a person. Incorporation into ordinary life is often impossible simply because of the extraordinary level of exposure of the person in previous years. The exercise of such a high constitutional office for such a long period brings to the holder such a level of experience and knowledge of the public space that it is also in the interest of the state to enable the holder to continue to operate in this space after leaving the office and to use the experience gained for the benefit of future generations. The explanatory memorandum reads, Deputy Prime Minister Robert Kaliňák did not say exactly which countries the coalition was inspired by when creating the changes. He mentioned only the European Parliament and the European Commission. However, neither members of the European Parliament nor European Commissioners receive a salary for life. Robert Kaliňák admitted that the coalition is willing to discuss how many terms a prime minister or head of the parliament should serve to qualify for lifetime benefits, and therefore whether it should be 4, 8 or 12 years. In Slovakia, only the former presidents are entitled to a lifetime salary and a car with a bodyguard. Several opposition parties have already announced on Tuesday that they do not like the life annuity for outgoing prime ministers or parliament speakers. The parties Freedom and Solidarity, Christian Democratic Movement and Movement Slovakia saw no reason to extend the benefits. Gabriela Gajanová made a sensation at the European Athletic Championships. Gabriela Gajanová won the silver medal at the European Athletics Championships. She won the 7th medal for Slovakia at the Continental Championships in the era of independence. Gabriela ran 1 minute 58 seconds in Wednesday's final to win Slovakia's first precious medal at the event since 2018, when Matěj Tóth won the same medal in Berlin in the 50 kilometers walk. Ganová's performance from the Olympic Stadium in Rome is the second best of her career. In Wednesday's final, Britain's Kelly Hutchinson confirmed her position as a favorite, taking gold. I'm still in shock. I'm incredibly excited. I got what I wished for. I went for it. I was brave in the race and I fought until the last meters. We were expecting to run faster. I didn't want to burn the pace. I fought my position and from then on, I tried to be in the race. At the end, I saw the Keeley was hitting my reach. I have a lot of respect for her. She's an experienced racer, but I fought until the last meters with her as well. I'm really happy about the second place. Ganová glowed with joy in an interview for RTVS.
For Gabriela Gajanova of Slovakia picking up the silver.
Never boring Slovakia.
Did you know that Slovakia is country of wines? Slovakia has a long tradition of winemaking that dates back to Roman times. The most famous wine regions include the Malokarpatian wine route, Tokaj, and the Nitra wine region. The Malokarpatian wine route is known for its quality white wines, while Tokaj produces world-famous sweet dessert wines. Every year, vintage festivals and wine festivals are held in these regions, attracting thousands of visitors from all over the world. And there you have it, another The Slovak Snapshots podcast in the books. We hope you enjoyed this weekly adventure through the newscape of Slovakia. Remember, knowledge is power, so go ahead and impress your friends at the next gathering with your newfound facts. But hey, don't take yourself too seriously. Life's too short not to enjoy a good laugh. We'll be back next week with more stories that will keep you informed and entertained. Until then, stay curious, stay informed, and keep sharing those lovely smiles.